Chapter 1. He jerked awake, one lone man fighting an invisible contender that wouldn't stay down. "No," he whispered to the empty room, his heart beating double time on a bass drum. Despite the tropical heat, his body trembled with the clammy sweat. He pulled the sheet up under his chin and curled into a fetal position, thankful for escape, again. He knows the nightmare well. His mother enters his room, announcing that she's leaving, moving out, but instead of sadness, her voice expresses controlled excitement, and when she turns to leave, he sees a toothy grin on her face. Suddenly, he's transported to a long, planked train platform, one from the Wild Wild West. His mother peeks around the corner of a dilapidated station, that same grin on her face. Her green eyes glaze over, her long auburn hair turning thin and stringy, as she transforms into a zombie-like apparition, her mouth spread wide with vampire teeth, her filmy gown draped loosely around her. He screams in horror, yet no sound comes out. He turns and runs, on and on, forever running. Yet the doppelganger's creepy laugh just keeps getting closer and closer. In blind desperation, he leaps down onto the tracks, hoping to lose her among the rail cars. Instead, he finds himself falling, ever falling, never landing. Then he wakes up. He squeezed his eyes tight against the image. Why did his mother keep haunting him? What happened to his happy dreams? Did he have happy dreams? He did. He knew he did. In an attempt to disengage his thoughts, he focused on the click, click, clicking of the old floor fan. What time was it? He forced his eyes open and looked at the clock on the wall through the mangled mess of a shoulder-length hair covering his face. 11 o'clock. He needed a drink. That was a lie. What he really needed was food.